Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. 20 minutes from now, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Tom Glavine joins the show. He knows a little something about pitching against Toronto in the World Series. They played back in 1992. Glavine would win a world championship in 1995, World Series MVP against the then Cleveland Indians. Tom Glavine joins us in 20 minutes to break down the Fall Classic. Game one tonight north of the border with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And then it's all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, NBA, NHL, and game one of the World Series. Next hour, final hour, power hour, all our bets for the football weekend. And we will decide who wins. Life-changing money. Courtesy of Nick Kostos, a cool $20. But joining us right now to give us some college football bets and analysis for this weekend is our good friend, the great Colin Wilson from the Action Network Big Bets on Campus podcast on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going great. It's, you know, it may be rainy and nasty outside here, but it is just wonderful in life. We're getting into the deep part of college football. But I got to say this about the World Series, right? If you don't know any first time you're hearing me talk, I'm a huge college baseball guy. Like, there's no other college baseball guy out there other than me. Tonight, Trey Savage is going. 2 years ago, he's pitching for East Carolina. I cannot preach enough how good college baseball is getting year after year after year. The talent is better because these kids don't want to go to single A and double A. They want to get paid NIL money. They have better coaches. They have better facilities than single A and double A. I just want to throw it out there. When you watch East Savage pitch tonight in the World Series, he was pitching for ECU just 2 years ago. I mean, college baseball is fantastic, and you get in the World Series tonight.
Who do you think is going to win the World Series?
Oh, I think the Blue Jays, like, really have a chance tonight to just take one before they realize the gravity of what's going on. Tonight, I have bet the Blue Jays +137. If they're going to take a game, it's going to be this game. And if they don't, I'm not sure that they're not going to get swept. So if you want to lay a prop on 4-1 or get a better Dodgers price, I would wait. I'd wait like till after tonight. I think the Blue Jays are live tonight.
So Blue Jays maybe win tonight. And even if they do, you still think the Dodgers will win the series no matter what happens tonight. You like
no
the Dodgers.
No matter what happens. Yeah.
Well, I bridge jumped a little bit on Dodgers series price.
Oof.
So I hope you're right. what's your, it doesn't have to be in a marquee game. What's your one singular favorite college football bet coming up this weekend?
I think Iowa is going to blow Minnesota out of the water. There are things in the run concept. Right now, Iowa's offense is humming, right? It took a while to get there with Gronowski. He was underthrowing everything. He's not anymore. And the Iowa offense looks like a typical Iowa offense. And if you look at Minnesota, their post-game win expectancies the last couple games, they didn't have any business winning against Purdue. And it's smoke and mirrors, PJ. So Iowa, I think, is going. And to say that Iowa's offense is going to blow a team out is a statement, right? But I think Iowa's covering that number easy.
But Colin, what do you like in the game where College Game Day will be in attendance in Nashville between Mizzou and Vanderbilt? Vandy, a 2.5-point favorite. I was looking at the BetMGM Insights most bet side of the week. The Commodores laying it under a field goal here. What do you like in that game?
I'm on an island. I'm on Missouri. And I think the reason that you're seeing this, the number should be a pick, right? And the reason you're seeing Vanderbilt favorites because it's just such a great spot because Missouri doesn't, you know, survives Auburn and now they got to go on the road again in a brutal contest. But I think if you handicap games the way that I handicap games, is I want to see run concept. And what does Diego Pavi and Cedric Alexander do? They run a lot of man concepts. They run a lot of power. And all that they do, Missouri is fantastic in defending that from a run concept perspective. If you look at Missouri's tackle grading per PFF, they're 19th in the country. So it's not like Pavi and Alexander are going to get a lot of extra yards after first contact. And I think that's really important against Vanderbilt. You have to be able to take them down the first time that you touch them. Ahmad Hardy, the running back from Missouri, has not shown up in two games. He is hearing it. Apparently, practices have been pretty intense this week because his outside zone with Missouri was dominating the nation and like leading the whole FBS and missed tackles. He's hearing that right now, and I think he is supremely motivated to show off against a Vanderbilt defense that can be run against. So I'm in the minority. Not a surprise, but I'm taking Missouri in the extra points. I think the game should be a pick.
Oh, wow. Absolutely love that one. The SEC is taking center stage on Saturday because we have another game with a 2.5-point spread in Death Valley at night. A&M laying 2.5 against LSU. Some people think Brian Kelly might be coaching for his job come Saturday night. How do you see that game playing out between the Tigers and the Aggies?
Well, truthfully, when you had a fake accent down in Baton Rouge, you were coaching for your job from day one. But I mean, even if you watch that Netflix series, like he's just unrelatable. And I keep saying this over and over, like Arkansas, my team is going to go look for a coach. Get somebody young, relatable, that loves the kids. Brian Kelly's like this strict stepdad that just hates and wants to paddle his kids. Like it doesn't work anymore. And so I think his time is limited. In this game, I love the over. Absolutely hammered at 47. I think we jumped up to 49.5. I think some other people are echo chambers. But this, I would take this up to 53, 54. And the reason is because there's just no answer for Casey Concepcion on the Texas A&M side. And why I say that, it's like, LSU has great corner play. Those corners that you see in Mansoor, some of those other guys, they're going to be playing in the NFL level. But over the middle, where Casey Concepcion runs crossing routes, it's wide open. It's going to be touchdown city all day. And A&M is now, their defense has regressed. They're not tackling. They made Arkansas look like they could be national champions. They're missing tackles, 25 missed tackles against Florida and Arkansas the last couple games. Like, A&M's defense has regressed, and they're going to make LSU's offense look good. I love the over here. Picking a side, it's just such a good spot for LSU, but I have no faith in them, and I don't have faith in Brian Kelly anymore.
Are we to believe that John Mateer is good to go at Oklahoma? Because the Sooners now laying 5.5 at BetMGM, taking on Ole Miss. Ole Miss, of course, coming off of the loss to Georgia last week. 52.5 is the total with this game. Any interest here, side or total, with the Rebels on the road in Norman?
OU is in a lot of parlays for me, so I don't need them to lose this game. At the same time, I make it 3.5, and I'm having a hard time buying John Mateer saying that he's fully healthy. He said last week, I'm good, the skin is regrown, I'm ready to throw. We've got interceptions and two big-time throws grading per PFF. I mean, he wasn't ready to go. It's not there yet. Maybe it is a week later. At some point, it will click for him, and he'll take off. Is that going to come against Ole Miss here? Because if it turns into a ground game, sure, OU can do some damage, but Ole Miss can do that too. I think the thing that interests me about the Ole Miss side is, like, why did they lose to Georgia? Because they petered out in the fourth quarter. They got their brains bashed in, and then the fourth quarter they got outscored 17-0 because they just couldn't hang after three quarters of vicious play. Well, what do you think OU's defense is? So in the end, I think OU wins this game. I think the margin is way too high at 5.5, and if you're doing that, you're literally gambling on the fact that Mateer is healthy again. So I'm not trying to be this huge advocate for Ole Miss. I think Oklahoma's going to win the game, but that number is a little bit too high for me.
You better you bet on this phenomenal football Friday. Colin Wilson, our guest. Action Network Big Bets on campus. On Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. You are a celebrity Arkansas Razorback alum, and Arkansas has been getting bet all week against Auburn, now out to a 3-point home favorite against Auburn. Have we gone too far with the point spread of this game, Colin, or not far enough, Arkansas and Auburn?
You're talking about a Bobby Petrino team that continues to lose by one possession. I mean, like, I knew the effort would be there when he took over, right? And the defensive effort is there. But now we're missing our star nose tackle, Campbell, who would have been everything against Auburn's offensive line and their rushing attack. But now Arkansas is without him. And we're still talking about a defense that's 130th in pass rush, dead last in defensive finishing drives. Let me say that again. Defensive finishing drives is how many points do you give up per opponents coming across the 40-yard line. Arkansas is dead last. You get across the 40-yard line, you're pretty much getting 5.5, 6 points. It's hard for me to go ahead and bet on the Hogs. Now, 3, that's a lot. Arkansas has to learn to win under Petrino. I mean, this is a new management team, and Talen's going to be able to do some damage here. Keep your eyes on the weather. I think that favors Arkansas big time. I do like Arkansas, but I would rather play them on the money line or play them live. I have a hard time. Just Auburn is number one in the nation against rush offenses. And line yard stuff, right? The stuff like that that people listen to me on BBOC. I'm taking Arkansas money line. I think it's way too fat at 3. That's when you're going to see some sharp buyback on Auburn.
Yeah, and it looks like we might come off the 3, at least at BetMGM, 3 -115 for Auburn, +3 in that game. Earlier, you said Iowa is your favorite bet of the weekend, laying it against Minnesota. What about the other half of Cy Hawk, Iowa State, 2.5 against BYU? Fascinating betting market all week. This was less than 3, and then it's 3. Now it's down to 2.5. Seems like a great spot for Iowa State. Do you see it that way against BYU?
This follows the Missouri Vandy formula. This game should be a pick, but you're getting BYU off the holy war, going to Iowa State coming off of a bye. So I would say like 90% of the people out there that say they're handicappers are going to use that straight alone to say that's why you have to take Iowa State. I'm going to say you're wrong. Bear Bachmeier is a presence. This freshman kid is like the most down-to-earth thing ever, and he's just mowing over defenses like there's no tomorrow. Now, Big Citrus in orange, the nose tackle that plays for Iowa State, he's not playing in this game, right? He's their nose tackle. I call him Big Citrus. Sorry, I know his last name is Orange. I've been calling him Big Citrus all season. But Bear Bachmeier's got 17 all-purpose TDs, and you're going to be missing Big Citrus in the middle of a 3-3-5 defense that's one of the worst in the nation at creating a pass rush and can't defend the rush anyways, and you're going to let Bear Bachmeier and LJ Martin run all over you. I know the spot screams Iowa State. That is a lazy handicap. Listen to me, all my fellow college football handicappers out there. Quit being lazy. Trust your numbers and look at the actual run concepts. Quit getting into this lazy situational spot crap. All right. BYU, take the points. Let's go.
What's your favorite spot?
SMU is completely inflated because of beating
Clemson. This is not the question I was asking. I want you to answer. I wanted you to be like I like a sandwich spot because I like sandwiches. What's your favorite spot? And then talk about SMU.
I like Sunbelt teams that are on triple road travel. Like they're terrible.
Oh, that's
like
a good spot.
Literally, they are like I've gone through the shout out action.
Here's what's funny. Can I interrupt you just to say this? Yeah. Like this is you're so smart. I'm like a first grader talking to like someone with a master's degree. I thought you were going to say like look ahead spot.
Right.
Instead, we got like Sun Belt teams off of 3 road games spot, which is just like the greatness of Colin Wilson. Want to talk about SMU here for a minute and then we'll do like one or two other games?
Completely inflated. Stuck, my podcast partner, is on Wake Forest. This is his underdog of the week. And I completely echo all of his sentiments. Wake is very underrated. Not being paid attention to SMU is a little inflated because of beating Clemson without Klubnik last week. So
I think a look ahead spot might be the number one overall seed in spots.
No, you know what? No, I don't, because I've thought about it. What got me into betting when I got out of college? I kept a notebook this thick when I got out of the University of Arkansas of umpires and Sunday unders, getaway game unders in MLB. Ooh. And I started keeping manual track of it. And then by the time I started, shout out to So Money Sports, like that was his whole entire
bet. We love So Money, yeah.
Yeah, 15 years ago, he was putting out like Sunday unders like there were no tomorrow. And that's because he kept a book like this, like I did, on umpires. So that's the original Sunday getaway unders. That's the original.
The getaway spot.
Yes, always getaway under. The players don't want to be there. The umpires want to get on a plane. They want to eat their meal and fly home. You know, nobody wants to be at the game on Sundays.
See, I more prefer if like Ohio State's playing Michigan next week and then it's a sleepy spot.
Sleepy. I love
they're playing some like Jabron, and then you can sometimes get the confluence of events where multiple spots collide, like sleepy spot and look ahead spot. And perhaps the head coach of the team that's playing the good team used to be an assistant on that team, revenge spot. And now you've got a triple spot. And this son of a bitch looks like a zebra.
Listen, if we're going to get into like making fun of these narrative spots, it's like Matt Rhule has a job offer. They're not going to show up. That's not why Nebraska lost. The offense didn't show up. Okay. I mean, we have to stop
the coach might leave spot.
Right. It obviously affects all 60 players. Like we could do this segment for days about some of the crap I hear with the talking heads during the week. I'm like, that doesn't matter. I turn on some of the bigger boy networks. I'm not going to name them. I just sit there and shake my head. Like, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I want to do like a Dwayne Johnson bit here. Final one. I don't know like what spot this is for Texas. It's like, I want to bet Texas spot and it's a bad idea, right?
No. I mean, I bet Mississippi State
30
on
seconds
Sunday.
For this one.
I bet Mississippi State on Sunday and I thought this would be a great spot because Texas was so poor against Kentucky. And then I went into the numbers and I looked at Mississippi State's run defense and I was just appalled by how small they are and how much they have been eaten up and spitting out by every single offensive line they face. And that's what's going to happen here. And Arch is going to look good in his little end around the tackles and make us think that Texas has an offense. The only thing holding Texas back from winning a national title is Steve Sarkisian's play calling in the red zone. So from a matches X's and O's, this is a bad spot for Mississippi State's defense, big time.
Texas is back spot?
Come on. You can't beat Mississippi State and say you're back. Stop.
I mean, you can't.
Beat someone real.
You have to be right. Doesn't mean you're right. But dude, the Steve Sarkisian, like, I just think about the Falcons game against the Eagles the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl and like the four straight like end zone fades to Julio Jones and none of them work. Colin, great stuff as always. On Twitter at _Colin1. Good luck with all the bets. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The great Colin Wilson joining us on the show. I very much enjoyed that conversation about spots. Speaking of spots, we have a spot coming up on the other side. It'll be a great spot. Tom Glavine, MLB Hall of Famer.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Left field. A Rosarena. Watches it go.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The Springer dinger in Game 7 that sent the Toronto Blue Jays to the World Series, the Seattle Mariners home, and left me and Femi Abebefe very unhappy as a Mariners fan and a better on the Seattle Mariners. Tonight, Game 1 of the World Series north of the border as the Toronto Blue Jays host the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Dodgers' favorites at our show sponsor, BetMGM. And joining us right now to break it down, and this is a significant treat, I grew up watching him absolutely crush the Mets basically every single year. Then he joined the Mets and pitched very well for the Mets. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, World Series champion, World Series MVP in 1995 against the Cleveland Indians. This is a true story. When I was 12 in 95, and I used to videotape like the ends of championship series. I had like a VHS collection of like the ends, like when I felt that series were going to end, NBA Finals, World Series. I have this somewhere, like in my mom's house. The end of the 95 World Series is the Braves beat the Cleveland Indians. So actually, I have that on VHS. Cy Young Award winner multiple time, and current television analyst for the Atlanta Braves, the legendary Tom Glavine, who's smart enough to not be on social media, so I can't give you a Twitter handle, and that is a credit to him. Tom, thanks so much for joining the show. Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, how's it going? Happy World Series.
Things are well. Nothing makes me feel older than talking to somebody who says they grew up watching me, so I appreciate that. But all good. Yeah, it's game one of the World Series. Should be an interesting series, and I'm excited to watch it.
I want to start, Tom, with this because you have the rare perspective, right? Because everyone, like the broadcast kept saying, and it's true, that the Blue Jays hadn't won a pennant and been to the World Series in 30 years. And we haven't seen Blue Jays fans in this like raucous environment since then. So it's like the halcyon days of Joe Carter and company. Like you pitched in Toronto in the World Series. Like obviously you guys lost to them, won a World Series a couple years later, but you pitched against them game one in Atlanta. And then I believe game four, right in Toronto that year. What was it like in Toronto, World Series? Because I think this atmosphere is going to be electric coming up tonight.
It's loud, I can tell you that. When we played there, obviously Toronto, the ballpark, it was new, state of the art. So it had the newness to it, the curiosity to it, all those things, but push all that stuff aside, it's loud. When that place is packed and the roof is closed, it is a loud, loud place to play. So I think it's something that in today's game, something the Dodgers are going to have to get used to. They're going to have to navigate. I think it'll be interesting to keep an eye on how that plays out. Because look, there's just not a lot of domes. What are there? A couple of retractables now. So, you don't have that domed environment so much anymore, particularly in the National League. So, I think it's something to keep an eye on for the Dodgers to see if the crowd noise causes them any problems or anything like that. But, it's a different place. It's an interesting place, but I can assure you it's going to be really, really loud.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to seeing what this atmosphere looks like since, once again, haven't seen it since 1993, the Blue Jays hosting a World Series game. How important do you think it is for Toronto to win this game one? Because for what we do here, Tom, like for the betting aspect, the Dodgers are a big favorite. They're the defending World Series champions. Everyone expects the Dodgers to win this series. But how important is it for Toronto to be able to carry some of that momentum from their game seven win Monday night into tonight and maybe showing everyone, hey, this is not going to be the quick and easy series that you guys all think?
I think it's important from that standpoint, right? In a seven game series, look, you always want to win game one because you always want to be ahead. But I think it's obviously less important in a seven game series than it is in those, five game series or even the three game series. Obviously you get behind 1-0 in that short series, you're in trouble. In a seven game series, you got a little bit of time to recover. So it's not as detrimental to lose that game. But I agree with you from a psychological standpoint. I think it's a really important game for the Blue Jays because, to your point, they think they can play with the Dodgers. They don't care what anybody else has to say and what the odds are or any of that stuff, right? They're the underdog. That's fine. I guarantee you they're relishing in that role and they're taking advantage of that role. But they still need to prove to themselves that they can go out there and they can beat this team and they can play with this team. So I think, yeah, from that standpoint, it's important for them to go out there tonight and try and win this game so they can show themselves, hey, you know what? We know we can play with you and we just showed we can play with you. Now, whether or not the rest of the world believes that, we don't really care, but we did and look what we did. So I think it's important for them from that standpoint.
From a pitcher's perspective, because I think this is so interesting for what the Blue Jays are doing, because Bo Bichette, who hasn't played since early September, is being put into the lineup. And not only is he going to be in the lineup, he's going to be batting in the cleanup spot. As an opposing pitcher, when a team makes such a drastic change like that, which of course Bichette being one of their better players, but he's been injured and now he's being reinserted, haven't seen him all throughout the playoffs. How does that change how you go about game planning as a pitcher going against what is a very, very deep and awesome lineup for Toronto?
Well, you know, listen, I think you'll go into it as a pitcher and you'll look at that lineup and you'll try to figure it. You obviously put together scouting reports, right? And you come up with a plan on how you're going to attack each guy. Then I think what you do is you start to look at the lineup and figure out, okay, who can I go to if I need an out, right? And I think that's what putting Bichette back in the lineup does at first glance, is it makes it harder for an opposing pitcher to do that because it lengthens the lineup. So now there's less places where you feel like you can go to navigate to get an out if you need an out or things like that. But I do think there will be some feeling out for all of the pitchers, right? Because listen, when you go through a scouting report, you look at a guy and you obviously understand what his stats are, you know, what's on the bubblegum card, so to speak. And Bichette obviously can hit. He had a great year. Everybody knows he can hit, but there's still going to be that curiosity and that feeling out factor because he's missed so much time. Is his timing off? Is his bat a little bit slow? Is he the kind of guy that right here, right now, these first couple games, maybe we can be a little bit more aggressive with him because he hasn't been in the lineup and his timing is off, right? So I think that all those things are going to come into play. And you know, I think that's true in every series, right? I know for me anyway, you're obviously very aware of who guys are, what their season long stats were, but I was always very interested in, okay, at this given moment and here coming off this last series, who's hot? Who are the guys that are swinging the bat really well? Who are the guys that were not? And that's where I would kind of start. And listen, if you have a guy, let's take Freddie Freeman. You know, Freddie Freeman, obviously, you know what he is, but if he struggled in the series before, you know what, that might pique my curiosity and it might lend me to be a little bit more aggressive with him in a situation where I otherwise might not have been, because I want to see how he's swinging the bat. If he proves me wrong, I move on. If he's not, then that's something I'm going to put away. So I think you'll see guys trying to feel Bichette out a little bit, see where his bat is at, and then kind of go from there depending on how he reacts.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. We're hanging out with Hall of Fame pitcher, World Series champion, World Series MVP, two-time Cy Young winner, Tom Glavine. Does awesome work for the Atlanta Braves for their television broadcast, breaking down the World Series here on a Friday. This Dodgers rotation, Tom, with Ohtani and Glasnow, and tonight we're going to see Blake Snell, who's been outstanding so far in the postseason. Yamamoto gave him a complete game earlier this postseason. This feels like a throwback lineup to what we've seen in like the 90s. I know like you obviously were a part of a hell of a rotation with Maddox and Smoltz and the crew, but like this Dodgers lineup so far in October feels like what we used to get 20, even 15 years ago. Can you just speak to like how impressive this has been so far through the NLDS and the NLCS here for this Dodgers team?
Yeah, it really has been a little bit old school baseball, the way these guys have gone out there and gone so deep into the game, right? And you know, it's funny, after Snell pitched that one hitter, I got a text the next day from Stan Kasten, who, you know, was our president in Atlanta at the time we won the World Series and now is with the Dodgers. And he said, yeah, I was thinking about you last night. It was the last time I watched a one hit shutout, it was a pretty good game. So, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen that kind of starting pitching, particularly in the postseason. But listen, I promise you, Dave Roberts loves it, right? You know, because typically in these series, you get so deep into your bullpen and guys are hanging by a thread by the time you get to game six and game seven that, you know, you're not sure what you're going to get from guys. So he hasn't had to abuse his bullpen, which, you know, I know is great for him and great for those guys. They're going to be super fresh going into this series. So I think that's certainly is a big advantage for them. But, yeah, it's been fun to watch. Listen, it drives me crazy when I'm watching a game and I see, you know, teams pull a guy out in the fifth inning or pull a starting pitcher out in the fourth inning. I kind of didn't really love the move the Mariners made the other night when they took their starter out and put Wu in. I understood they wanted to get him a clean inning because he's a starter. But, you know, hey, why not let your starter –
right? And then Wu got pulled also, right?
I mean, why not let your starter go? And if he gets in trouble in the sixth inning, put your reliever in to get through the sixth and then bring him in with a clean inning in the seventh. You know, I mean, I think too often that's the side of analytics I just don't love. I understand there's a place for it in the game and it's valuable. It's information. I get it. But I think too often we get away from the eye test and what our eyes are telling us with what guys are doing, particularly with pitchers. And I just think that I don't understand why, like, cause we used to do it all the time, right? You come in, Bobby asks you, hey, how you doing? You say, hey, Bobby, I'm good. I don't have a lot left in the tank. So if I, you know, when I go back out there, have somebody up behind me, have somebody ready to go. Don't let me get in trouble. And I don't know why teams don't do that more often, right? You got a guy who's throwing the ball well, ride it. And if he goes out there and he gets in trouble, he's got a super short leash. You got guys up ready to go behind him. So, you know, listen, at the end of the day, back to what we were talking about, Dave Roberts hasn't had to do too much of that because his starting rotation has been unbelievable.
Have you thought at all about getting into managing? Because hearing your answer to that question, if I were a GM, I would want to hire you. It's a serious question.
If I was wanting to get divorced, I might think about doing it. But no, you know, it's a different game now. You know, listen, I love.
Do you like it more
baseball.
Or less?
I like it less, no question about it. You know, just because I don't. But listen, in fairness, right? I'm not sure I've met too many athletes in any sport who played and are retired and like the current state of their sport versus when they played it, right? I mean,
But Tom, can I interrupt inevitable. To say this? I think this is the only one, as someone who talks about sports for a living, this is the only one where I think the fans will agree with the old players. I don't think that would be the case in any other sport, but I think the majority of baseball fans would agree with what you just said.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with it, right? And I'm always hesitant because I think sometimes when I talk with people, we kind of get going on this, and I don't want to be that curmudgeon-y, all the game, this, that, right? I mean, games change. But I think I can be fair and be honest in saying that I don't love the aspect of the game of how pitchers are used today. I just don't love it. And you know, I don't blame these guys that they can't go past five innings because they're not being allowed to, right? And I can't blame them that people say, well, you can't flip a lineup for the third time. They're not being allowed to, right? And I know for me, you know, that was all part of the learning process when I got to the big leagues. You know, you had to learn how to, the first time you got through the fifth inning, it was like, oh, wow. And then the next time you get to the sixth, it's like, well, I haven't done this before. What am I going to do? How am I going to navigate this? Well, you got to do it. And then same thing, seventh inning, eighth inning, first time you got a chance to throw a complete game. These are all things that you have to experience to learn how to do, right? You get into the seventh inning, maybe it's been a little bit of a tough game in terms of traffic and it hasn't been easy. You're a little bit tired, but you know what? I need to get three more outs from my bullpen. How am I going to do this when I'm tired? These guys aren't being allowed to do any of this stuff today. And I'm not saying that they can't do it because we don't know, right? They're not being allowed to do it. And I just wish, like the example of the Mariners game that I pointed out, I just wish we would get back to more of managers trusting what their eyes are telling them about how a guy is throwing the ball and not be so quick to go, well, he's flipped the lineup twice. We're not going to let him do it a third time. Why not? Why not? That's the part that I don't like.
We agree 100%. We only have about 30 seconds for this one because that was all really good. Who do you think is going to win the World Series and why in 30 seconds?
You know, I think it's going to be hard to beat the Dodgers, right? I mean, they're just deep. The lineup's deep. The rotation's deep. The bullpen's well-rested. So I think all those things are lining up in their favor. Now, listen, at the end of the day, Toronto can hit. And I think anytime you can hit, you give yourself a chance. So I think it's going to be a good series. But if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would bet on the Dodgers.
Man, well, I am. And I did. I wish we had more time. I'm dying to ask you about the pitch clock. Just dying, but unfortunately we're out of time. Tom, this was amazing. Sincerely appreciate you taking the time. Really thoughtful answers. Thanks for joining us. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe on this Friday.
Happy to do it. You guys have a great weekend.
Tom Glavine joining us here on the show. Femi, that was pretty cool, no?
That was awesome. as awesome. To hear from a World Series MVP, two-time Cy Young winner. I think we all agree as fans. We want to see these guys. Give us some length out there for our starters, not this nonsense that we're getting.
Just happy that he... Because it doesn't mean, like, the current game's bad. It's like, hey, like, no.
Just micromanaging a little bit.
Used to be a little different. All right, on the other side, bets for tonight in the NBA, the NHL, and our bets for Game 1 of the World Series.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
20 minutes from now, final hour, power hour. Featuring all our bets for the football weekend. College football tonight and tomorrow. And no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts and hit us up on YouTube and Twitch. And as a reminder to people watching the show on YouTube and Twitch, type in your best bet for this week in the NFL, this week in college football, aside a total of prop, whatever tickles your betting fancy. Bill Zimmerman will read the best ones later in the show, and Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Before we get to the bets for tonight in the NBA, the NHL, and Game 1 of the World Series, Femi, if this were win Femi Abebefe's money, or you were advising me on who should win Nick Costos' money this week, how would you handicap the proceedings?
I would say in the win Femi Abebefe's money, Jake would be a plus 105 favorite. I would say after Jake, it would be... I think I would go probably Mike Brown after Jake because the video stuff has been great. And obviously, we're going to have a ton of slates. Like, I sent the text earlier this morning. I'm like, there's a lot of games because now we got NBA and NHL and our back. It's a lot of games, man.
I actually did feel a little bad yesterday. Mike, can you pop on here? So just let's pull the curtain back a little bit. So every day, Femi sends a text to our group and it's just like the games that like should be on the screen. Like, here are like the hockey games we want on the screen. And there was a slate. How many hockey games were on that slate last night that Mike Brown put like had built? 16?
I believe it was eight. I mean, it was eight games. Eight's the maximum for the slate. But we had more games though, for sure.
I felt like it was more than that. I don't even think we put it on the screen. Mike, how long does it take you to build one of those slates that has eight games on it with side and total and all the information, etc.? How long does that take?
Ballpark for a full like eight team slate or eight matchup slate, 10, 12 minutes per.
Oh, okay. Now I don't feel as bad.
Well, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, so I've got the, I've got the process streamlined a little bit. So, put on some music and just like, go into a flow state. It's actually kind of calming.
What music do you listen to calm yourself down while you build slates?
Video game soundtracks. Been into the Age of Mythology one, which is actually low-key really, really good for an RTS game from 25 years ago.
Love that. All right, so Mike Brown listening to video games, video game music. I like video game music, too. I like
that. All about process.
Tyler is asking us how long it takes to do the podcast for You Better, You Bet. Tyler, how long does it take you to upload the podcast?
Yeah, about 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Tyler,
I mean, he should be 100 to 1.
Yeah, Tyler, like, I don't... What have you done this week to... Listen, your week started bad on Sunday with a disgraceful producing performance of Countdown to Kickoff. Why should Sunday you be in contention?
Well, the new week starts on Monday, so... Sunday is irrelevant for all of this. That's the first case.
And mean when it's my first time reading a calendar ever.
And you should see. And you should see what I'm today. I'm like Ben Zobrist, the utility man. People are just taking off left and right on the show. So, someone's got to fill in all the holes, and it's me. So you should see what I'm cooking up behind the scenes right now. To be honest, I should be like -700 for what I'm doing today.
Well, unfortunately, there was a minus, but then we put a line through it, and it became a plus. So sadly for you,
yes.
Is Mike Brown's comeback story, like, he's comeback player of the year. Like, you couldn't have, I mean, he might have been the worst video producer in the country in any medium for the first month of the season.
I don't know if he's beating Flacco off the couch, but I do believe he beats Joe Burrow last year, 100%. like this is, like, the Wednesday, like, I was stressed for him with some of these video things that we had going on in the first month of the season.
I am convinced that there were like high schoolers putting on a show about like igneous rock, where the video production was better than like the first month of the season on You Better, You Bet.
Igneous rock.
But then like all of a sudden like the switch flipped and like now we've been like super prepared. Like we've been like ESPN like the last couple of weeks. Like Mike Brown's been unbelievable. He's been great. What a true comeback story. Bill, who would you make the case for this week? Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Who should win this week?
I feel like Jake's had a really good week. The thing. Jake's got one of those jobs where he's kind of like an umpire. You don't get a lot of credit if you do the right thing. And it's been quiet. Like and Jake's done some extra things here or there. I think he's had a hot week.
You only call your name if you're messing up.
He's been outstanding this week. Honestly,
our blindside protector. You're on Your Better.
This might be Jake's week. Tyler, your thoughts?
I've been waiting 2.5 hours for this Texans injury report, and we just finally got it. Meanwhile, I'm uploading pods, while I'm trying to cut social videos. Nico Collins is out, by the way. Thank you, Adam Schefter. I've been waiting that since 3 o'clock. So you should see the way I'm compiling these injury reports. It's chaos back here.
So, Bill, you mentioned that Tyler was doing a lot of... I don't even want to put you on the spot to answer this question, but I guess people have... Okay. I'll say this right now. Do we just want to call it? Like, does Jake just win or no?
Well, no, we have an hour to go. We have an hour to go.
Okay, so
let's collect all the data.
Right now, like, Jake's got a massive lead. Jake is like the Giants against the Broncos. How does someone else on the crew become the Broncos and complete the comeback?
Let's see what these injury reports look like.
So it's only Tyler that can catch him. Like, Mike Brown can't, Bill can't?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's where we're at. The slates are glorious that we're about to put up for all the winter sports and World Series and college football, NFL. We don't have any other guests in this Power Hour. So I don't know how we could do it. Yeah, like, Addy's not here. Sean's not here.
Tyler's like uploading all the social clips, doing the podcast, and doing injury reports. Also,
and giving out survivor picks.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Tyler made me mad yesterday. Because he did a thing that I really hate. Which, like, my brother-in-law does. Like, I love my brother-in-law. He'll text me, like, hey, like, George Pickens or, I don't know, like, Curtis Samuel. So, well, obviously, George Pickens. And he goes, really? I was thinking Samuel. Great. Like, You have free
then
will.
Then go do it.
Do whatever you want. Yeah. You know what? Tyler's out.
I was gonna ask you. Okay, so he's like off the board, not even.
He's off the board.
Because I was gonna ask you, what's the true price on Tyler right now? He's OTB.
There is no true. Because, you know, and also, like, Sunday's performance as the executive. I mean, we might as well have had, like, a pineapple in the chair with the headset on it, producing Countdown to Kickoff on Sunday. Like put a pineapple, like put a headset and like a microphone like on a pineapple. I'd be like, hey pineapple, like I can't hear the music, and it'd just be like, and Tyler and the pineapple would have the same exact reaction. Just radio.
But
radio,
put it under the silence. Sea, you know. Just
radio. The pineapple. Radio silence. All right. You know what? Let's see how the injury reports go. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, I say let's collect all the data before making a decision.
Fair enough. Okay, so Tyler's back on the board. Jake is the favorite, though.
Correct. Yeah, Jake is the favorite. But let's see what happens in the power hour.
Should we call Addie and get her opinion? Wow.
Add another variable into this? It's a Friday.
What an idea. Yes, you know what?
Do you want to do it right now, or do you want to do it in the power hour?
I think we'll do it at 6:40.
Yeah.
Right. But for now,
cold
let's
call.
Get to
no
at least
up.
Our bets in the NBA and the NHL. Jake, please drop the dope ass beat. He hit it on time. Tyler, that was the chance for an opening.
Jake's locked
he
in.
He was ready. He was ready.
Got some World Series that he's excited
Frozen,
about.
Let's start with Frozen Femi. I have nothing tonight in hockey, but I have some bets in the NBA.
Yeah, two goal scorer bets for me. We'll start off with the Sharks and Devils game. I'm going to go with William Eklund of the San Jose Sharks, +360. Now, the price is massive because San Jose is a massive dog in the game. I believe you can get him like at 3-1 just to win the game. I understand that, but the price is too big for me to pass up. Back-to-back games with four shots. Has already taken 19 shots all season, just one goal. I think tonight he lights the lamp as a big dog against New Jersey. Then finally, Columbus's Kirill Marchenko, +190. Talk about firing at the net. Four games already this season with at least four shots. He had a game in the opener where he took eight shots. This dude is a sniper, and I like him to light the lamp tonight, +190. So it's Eklund, +360, and then Marchenko for Columbus at +190 as they take on the Washington Capitals.
Frozen Femi, dig it. You have NBA bets?
I do. I got four bets, baby.
What do you got?
Ready to roll. I'm going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm laying the 11.5. Cleveland's been in New York the last couple days after that Knicks loss. I think Cleveland.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think they flexed their muscles. I like it too. Yeah, the Nets are terrible. They're horrendous. I think this is a pretty lay it in laugh spot for Cleveland. I'm going to play the under in Spurs Pelicans. Part of me, I was like, do I ever take New Orleans +4.5? Nah, I don't want to do that. I do think with Wemby's presence, though, if this is what it's going to look like, that defense is going to be sick. So I'll go under 233, even though New Orleans is a liability on defense. I'll also plug the nose, and here I am again, fading the Warriors, +1.5 with the Trailblazers. Hard road game, or sorry, home game overtime against Denver last night. Now they got to go up to
Coach
Portland.
Coach arrested by the FBI spot?
Coach caught up in poker game spot. Portland +1.5 as we'll take Rip City. And then finally, I'll lay the 10 with the Clippers.
Okay. Who are the Clippers playing again? Just for the audience?
Phoenix. Yeah, they're hosting the Suns.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you on Cleveland. I know you're not betting it because you didn't mention it. What do you think of the Wolves-Lakers game in Los Angeles, if you had to bet it?
I think I'd take Minnesota. I mean, Lakers, I think I was just dead-ass wrong about this whole, like, maybe they'll be better off without LeBron thing. Might be bad.
I mean, like, of course.
Yeah. It's not looking great. It's only been one game, but, like, yeah.
I like the Wolves. Wolves money line at the Lakers. I'm with Femi. I'm betting against the Nets as much as I can. I'll lay the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'll take the Bucks as a short home dog in Toronto against the Raptors. Yeah. I think Milwaukee might win, like, going away in Toronto tonight. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. Our bets for college football, the NFL, and game one of the World Series.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.